Well, this morning we have a guest talking to us this morning. Should be singing to us, but he's going to be talking to us this morning. Ray Armstrong is in with us today. And back in the day, he was part of Larry Ray and the Red Tops. And you guys are getting inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend.
Yes, it's Labor Day weekend. On Sunday, the induction happens up at Arnold Park there in Okoboji.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, is that the second time you've been inducted?
This would be my third time.
Your third time?
Yeah.
With the Imposters?
The Great Imposters, yeah. And the Forte Enterprise.
Ah, Forte, that's right. Okay. Yeah, it's amazing when you think back. You don't realize everything that you've been through and all that you've been with, all the different people that helped you along the way and things. It's kind of fun.
Yes, it's been a great ride. I've enjoyed it. I'm still enjoying it. I'm still playing. It's just fun.
Whatever got you started in music? You were a drummer. Were you a guy beating on pots and pans when your mom and dad weren't looking?
Quite actually, I was beating on pots and pans. I wanted to be in music. There was nothing left but drums, so I took up the drums. I was beating on the pots and pans. As a matter of fact, I had my uncle weld up my first bass drum pedal and my first hi-hat. He was gifted with a turning lathe and machine capability, so he could make those things. But I had some old trashy cymbals the school threw away. So it was a very, very low-key entrance into it. And today I've got a really fine set of drums and cymbals and things. Cymbals are just $2,000 just for the cymbals, and the drums are probably about $5,000. And I have a lot of fun with it.
You know, a lot of things have changed from back the day that you were active with the, well, Larry Ray and the Red Tops, for example, as opposed to the way it's done today. The process has changed. Music industry has changed. The way people get discovered has changed these days, it seems, with the internet and all that's there. But the equipment, all that kind of stuff, has changed a little bit too over time.
A lot of the equipment has changed, very far advanced, some of it. And quite actually, some have gone back to the old-time amplifiers, which use the tubes, which, surprisingly enough, there's a better sound with the old tube amps, the way they do it and stuff. The drums have changed some, too. You know, we're doing a concert, we might use something called triggers, which can be electronically altered the sound. It'll actually give you that boom, boom, boom you feel in your chest if you're out front. Other than volume, it's a little different.
Well, that's what you want anyway, right? You want people to feel the music.
You bet.
Hey, talk about Larry Ray and the Red Tops. How'd that get started?
Well, Larry Ray and the Red Tops was formed in May of 1963, and we were one of the first rock and roll bands in South Iowa. And members of the band were Larry Ray Brown from Atlantic, leader of the band and bass guitar player. Myself, drummer, originally from Lewis. Doyle DeBoat, guitar player from Carson, and Dan Josephson, guitar player from Exira.
Now, do you keep in touch with all these guys?
Yes, we have. Larry Ray is actually in Holland and has been there. Doyle DeBoat, he is in Ohio, and Dan Josephson is, quite oddly enough, he's also the finance guy for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he lives in Des Moines. And myself here in Atlantic, plumbing and drumming.
Will you guys get together then this weekend? Will everybody make it back?
No, Larry won't be coming back from Holland, but, and neither will Doyle, but, we'll accept their plaques and, it'll be quite an honor.
It's pretty exciting. How long did you guys have to practice before you did your first gig?
Well, actually we probably practiced, weeks and weeks, I would say, because first we had to learn what we were going to do and then kind of polish it a bit.
Was there any discussion at all about what type of music you play? Or back in that day, was everybody pretty much influenced by the same groups?
Pretty much we tried to do the top 40, which was a kind of a little bit of everything, what was going on, but all current. And, you know, the top 40 was the thing.
Now, I've seen some pictures from back in the day, and I'm seeing some hairdos and some outfits and things, and you can kind of see where the influence a lot of times was coming from.
You bet, yeah. I still have my first shirt. It was a red shirt with white polka dots on it. And, of course, we used to wear what they call an ascot. An ascot is a thing you used to see old movie producers and Hollywood stars have bunched up around their neck. I think it was actually to hide how old they were. and I could use one today.
Well, you can tell a lot of, for example, Beatles influence, that type of thing.
Of course,
I'm guessing a lot of bands around the country back in those days were influenced by groups like the Beatles.
Yes, back in 65, we were the first ones to grow our hair, and we had an interesting thing. We knew the Rumbles, and the Rumbles were playing over King Arthur's and Benson, so we went over there. Head of hair and all, and boy, they thought we were something.
Now, I know where Larry Ray, that part of the name came from, but the Red Tops, where'd that come from?
Actually, from a song that the Ventures did. The Ventures were more of an instrumental group, and that was one of their hits in the 50s and 60s there.
Did you spend a lot of time thinking about group names? It just seems like today, a lot of groups, the names are based on some shock value and different things, but back then it always seemed like the names were kind of fun. Did you spend a lot of time thinking about those types of things?
We just kind of came up with that. Actually, a lot of people thought for years, because I had red hair, or have red hair, mm-hmm. still have hair, and they thought it was because of my red hair, but no, we kind of agreed upon that. It was a simple name, that's just the way it was.
Well, and I know you had a chance to play with some different groups. You've played with a lot of different people over the years.
Yeah, we have. Actually, in 64, we were backing the band for a show held by KGN Radio. Matter of fact, we were called Larry Ray and the KGN Red Tops at one time. And the Ripcords were a surf music vocal group from California. And one of their top things was Hey Little Cobra. And that was quite a song hit for them. One of the Ripcords was Bruce Johnson, and Bruce Johnson yet today became a permanent keyboard player for the Beach Boys, and still is.
You played in a lot of different places, probably what some folks might look at and say are kind of some strange places too. Some outdoor concerts sometimes had some strange backdrops, didn't they?
Oh yeah, we've played on even floats while they were moving and things. We've been in some kind of seedy places, you might say, but it's all been fun. Matter of fact, back in the day there, we actually used to go over to Iowa City, and we played at the first Hawk Ballroom they had, and the second Hawk Ballroom they had, and we played in the basement of a restaurant that looked very much like London in about 1964, brick walls down the basement, and it was just a great time.
You had a chance to do some touring. I know you met some folks who made it big in the music industry over the years.
Yeah, we have over the years in some of the other groups that I played with, but did you want to know some of those?
Sure.
We opened for the Beach Boys twice, and this is both as the Great Imposters or the Forte Enterprise later on. Sonny and Cher, Three Dog Night, have an autographed drum head from Floyd Sneed, the Ripcords I mentioned earlier, Head East, the Five Satins, they are the ones that had Shoo-Doop, Shoo-Bee-Doo, and also the Commodores, Taste of Omaha, the Coasters over to Taste of Omaha, Wise, they have a buddy always picking on me, mm-hmm. Tommy James and the Shondells, and the Occasions.
Really had a chance to have a lot of fun with music.
It's been great. I just have had a wonderful time.
Absolutely. And you get a chance. Did you ever pick the brains of some of these folks when you had an opportunity then too, or did they really not want to share a lot?
I would say that Three Dog Night was probably the friendliest group. It was very good to, pick their brains, visit with them about other things, maybe pick up a pointer or two. Yes, it's on all those people are very professional.
Absolutely. Ray, you personally, what did you have an idea of where you thought you wanted to go with music? Is that something you wanted to make your whole life, or doing what you were doing some traveling band stuff, the things that you were able to accomplish, is that what you wanted to do?
Well, I would have liked to in those years, but I did not realize that, you can make that kind of money where, when I first started, I always had a second job, I eventually morphed into plumbing, and I just can't believe that, you know, some of these groups like myself have been around for this many years.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't make that kind of money back in the day, though. In a lot of cases, it was the record labels that were making most of the money, not necessarily the artists. In some cases, that still works that way today. It's a tough business. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
No, it's not.
I mean, you never know where your next gig's going to be or where your next meal might be.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have a lot of great stories from the road.
Well, as far as where your next meal will be, we were playing in Muncie, Indiana. And we had a nightclub fire. It ruined things. Had a set of drums that had a mortgage on. Also had a pregnant wife. Also didn't have any money. So what we did then those days right after the fire was had one of those small pot pies a day. And that was what we ate. My buddy, he had popcorn. So we talked the landlord into giving us some money from the rent if we left early, because we'd already paid quite a most of that month, so we had enough money to get home. About 20 years later, I told this to my mother, but odd thing is she wrote me a letter and said, "Hope you kids aren't starving to death." But 20 years later, I revealed it to her.
You kind of were at that point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of starving artists out there. That's for very sure. But well, it's a lot of fun. I know you had a lot of good times and things and met a lot of great people. That's really what the music business is all about. I mean, it'd be great to get rich and make a lot of money, but few do. But you get a chance to see and do a lot of different things and enjoy a lot of stuff.
Had a lot of satisfaction with different groups and playing and meeting people and visiting with people.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the honor this weekend. Again, being inducted as Larry Ray and the Red Tops into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Are they going to put KJ in on the plaque?
I don't think
not.
So.
Oh, darn it.
I'll try to give some inside pull if I can.
Well, you never know.
All right.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And, well, hey, glad the radio station back in the day could be of assistance to you as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep on drumming and keep on plumbing.
That's all you got. All you can do. All right. You can do. Just keep playing, and hopefully folks will keep listening. Ray, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you much, Jim.